RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
Good morning, Des Cahill. You've got football first.
Yeah, we have, Samantha, because big game last night in the Premier League. Tottenham cruised to a 3-0 win over Arsenal. The significance of it is it moves Spurs to within a point of Arsenal in the Premier League table. Both sides are battling for the fourth place in the league, which guarantees a spot in next season's Champions League. That's worth 30 to 40 million before you begin. Arsenal had Rob Holding sent off after half an hour, and that effectively ended the contest because Spurs were already one up through the first of Harry Kane's two goals, a penalty. Heung-min Son got the other goal. So with just two games remaining, Spurs' next game is at home to Burnley on Sunday. Arsenal go to Newcastle on Monday. Now, I enjoyed this. The Arsenal manager, Mikel Arteta, was furious, clearly, about some of the referees' decisions, but trying to get him to discuss this wasn't easy.
Well, to do an evaluate, if I say what I think, I'm suspended 6 months. So I cannot say. I'm allowed to give my interpretation of what happened in the game, but I don't know how to lie, and I don't like lying, so I prefer not to say what I think.
From the way you say that, I suspect that you're unhappy with some of the decisions that went against you, in your opinion. Would that be correct?
I cannot say what I think. I will be suspended.
Okay, then. Are you unhappy with your players?
With my players, no. I am so proud of my players.
That answers the question for me, then. You say, will you talk about, first of all, the penalty decision and then the second yellow card? Or are you concerned?
You can ask the referee to come in front of the camera and explain his decisions. I make mine, that's his decisions.
Unfortunately,
it's a shame because such a beautiful game was destroyed today.
Unfortunately, Mikel, though, we can't talk to the referee. If we go to the second yellow card, it's clear what you think of the decision, but should Rob Holding have showed more composure, having already been booked?
The decision is made. Cannot change it.
But does he give the referee a choice to make, a decision to make? Has he got to be cleverer there?
The referee has to make decision in a reaction in football.
Okay, this isn't going anywhere in terms of decisions. I understand what you're saying there.
No, it was going nowhere. He tried, in fairness to him. No question about the big game at home tonight in the Premier Division. The champions and league leaders Shamrock Rovers host Derry City. Derry just 1 point behind the Tallaght side, Samantha. Now, I know you have your stake in that game. The game is close to a sellout. It's live on RTE2 tonight. The other Premier Division games tonight see Dundalk host Bohemians, Finn Harps against UCD and Shelburne versus Drogheda United. In golf, Waterford's Seamus Power has made a good start to the Byron Nelson Classic on the PGA Tour in Texas. 6-under par opening round of 66, but that's still 6 shots behind Sebastian Munoz of Colombia, who's 12-under par after a remarkable round of 60. Leona Maguire, 3-under, going into round 2 of the Founders Cup in New Jersey. Stephanie Meadow, 1-under. The leader is Madeleine Sagstrom of Sweden on 9-under par. Ireland's women boxers continue to impress at the World Championships in Istanbul. 3 more victories yesterday for Caitlin Friars, Nia Fey and Casey Rock. In rugby, Leinster will name their team at lunchtime for tomorrow's big European Cup semi-final against Toulouse. We'll be presenting Saturday Sport live in the Aviva tomorrow for that game. Australia and USA have been confirmed as the host countries for the next 2 Men's Rugby World Cups. Australia will host the 2027 Men's Tournament. The USA's turn to host a first ever Rugby World Cup there in 2031. And England will host the next Women's Rugby World Cup in 2025. Now, it's a weekend of great significance in hurling, so I'm looking forward to hearing the take of our columnist on it. Let's say good morning to Donal Cusack.
Good morning, Des. This weekend, sensible people all over Ireland will take a nice long walk tomorrow morning, get the exercise out of the way early, and then spend the rest of Saturday and Sunday watching hurling. Like a good action movie, there's not been a dull moment in the championship so far, but we're getting to the part of the plot that decides which of the cast won't be appearing in the final scenes, and we might be losing some beloved characters soon. Speaking of which, the Rebels have played 2 and lost 2. They desperately need 2 points, but they must go to Walsh Park in Waterford to get them. Waterford have 1 win and 1 loss so far. They need those 2 points almost as badly. Surely Cork won't go down without a fight, but given the evidence of recent weeks and the league final between the pair, it'd be a significant plot twist if on Sunday evening Cork returned over the Auld Bridge with a chance of getting out of Munster. In the other big game in the province, Limerick take the short hop across Tainis to play Clare. Limerick are having a season where the sun never sets without some new injury or drama to report. They know the Cusack Park will be like a dogfight in a pit with what will feel like half of the county of Clare jam-packed in for the blood and thunder. Brian Lohan, the Clare manager, was about as soft as granite when he played, and his team have the same flinty look about them. But recently, Limerick thrive on challenges like this. They were once upstarts themselves, and they know how important it is to quell any upstart risings before they catch on. They should get out with their unbeaten record intact. In Leinster, there are three games, one big and two not so big, unless you must play in one of them. At the top of the bill, Kilkenny travelled to Parnell Park to play Dublin, who are the only team in the province with a 100% record after three games. Kilkenny know how claustrophobic Parnell Park can be, but on their last day out, they were beaten by Henry Shefflin and some lads from Galway. Any pain and bruising has to be better than facing the Brian Cody death stare after another loss, so I fancy Kilkenny to get the show back on the road. Elsewhere, Leash are at home to Galway and Westmeath at home to Wexford. Not much prospect of a shock in either game. Leash and Westmeath know that there are no shortcuts up the mountain, so learning the terrain is the order of the day. So that's it, Des. Take your shoes off and put the feet up. A great weekend ahead in Hurling Nation.
Wish we could. Thanks, Don Logue. In racing, the Michael Stout train Desert Crown is now favourite for the Epsom Derby after an impressive success in the Dante Stakes at York. The big race in Ireland this evening is the Savile Beg Levmos Stakes at Leopardstown. There's also action at Kilbeggan.